Hi, this is a dictation for Eulalia Inge, Eulalia Inge, date of service 8/16/2022. And date of birth is 5/27/1971. Date of service is 8/16/2022. Date of accident 3/30/2022. Miss Inge Eulalia is here for a follow-up evaluation. Basically, she is a victim of automobile accidents that has happened on March 20, 2022. In this accident, the patient was rear-ended as a restrained driver. The impact of the accident has caused her pain in the area of neck, left shoulder, right shoulder, and lower back, with radiation to the right arm, upper arm, with numbness, tingling posteriorly and anteriorly, as well as in the right thigh and right buttock laterally, as numbness, tingling. Both the knees are reported in pain as well. There is a pain in both the hip also, and difficulty walking more than a block is very painful. Patient has not been working. Medications have been provided. Today she reports that her pain in the left shoulder is worse than the right. The left shoulder is 8, right shoulder is 7. She is unable to lift the left shoulder beyond 90 degrees of abduction. And neck pain is around 7 and lower back pain is 8. Occasional radiation to the right leg and right arm is reported, but not too often. And the patient has refused to get any injection treatment for lumbar epidural or cervical epidural or even shoulders. She is undergoing physical therapy at Providence Rehab, and she's quite satisfied there. She's also trying chiropractic treatment as well as other acupunctures, etc. And she recently had a history of COVID crisis. She was found COVID positive, that is added into her muscle spasm and pain also. Overall pain level is 7 to 8. ADLs are affected 8 as follows. In the work and sleep are affected 9, while general activity, walking ability, are affected 8, mood is affected 7, enjoyment of life is affected 7, relationship with other people is 6. Patient does report 60% improvement in her symptoms since the time of accident. In the system review, patient reports no headaches, vision disturbance, no dizziness, vertigo, no loss of balance, no confusion, disorientation, or loss of memory. But she has some anxiety and difficulty sleeping only. In the pain and numbness, patient has ongoing pain in both shoulders, especially the left, and pain in both knees, and pain in the neck, especially the left-sided, along with stiffness in the both shoulders, neck, and lower back. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or any other issues. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there are no major changes in the pain level, and there are no no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss. No other trauma is reported. Current pain medication is Tylenol with codeine and Tramadol. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 156/98. Pulse is 75, pulse oxygen 99. The rest of the physical examination will be came from a previous visit of 7/12/2022, dictation number 0712-061. Along with diagnosis, plan of care is to continue all the medications after reviewing the maps, and patient will continue on Celebrex 200 milligrams twice a day, Flexeril 7.5 milligrams twice a day, Lyrica 50 milligrams twice a day for headaches, Wellbutrin 150 milligrams once a day for depression, Tramadol 100 milligrams ER at night for pain, Lidocaine ointment is for topical pain relief, Ambien 5 milligrams at night. Physical therapy will continue as before, and three times per week with traction massage, aqua therapy, and She'll remain disabled for work, housework, and transportation. Thank you. She's also referred for psychologist therapy and a help, and she'll continue with that also. Thank you very much.